these parshas. Talk about the birth of the Jewish people. We have some very interesting individuals in these parshas. Lot is logically is a mystery. In reality, I know thousands and thousands of such people. Avraham Avinu was one of three brothers, Haran, Nachor, and Avram. Haran had two children, Sarai, Sarah, and Lot. So Sarah and Haran were both Avram Avinu's nephew and niece. It was his wife and his brother-in-law. Story happened with Kipshon Reish. So Terach had to leave Or Kasdan. And he could have just gone anywhere. But he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. What was special in Eretz Yisrael? There was a yeshiva there, the yeshiva of Shem Vaver. That means he got a tremendous Asorus. There was a Nes Nigla. Avraham Avinu was thrown into a Kipshon Reish, clear Nes, and he was saved. And Avraham Avinu was then able, in a much more convincing way, to explain to people the Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his path. Terach decided he has to go to Eretz Yisrael to sit in the yeshiva Shem Vaver. Every Hesorus, a person has to do something to hold on to that Hesorus, to make sure it just doesn't fade. But the problem with Terach was, if you take a look on the map, where Or Kasdan is a rack near the Persian Gulf. You can't go straight across Eretz Yisrael. There's a Syrian desert. You have to go all the way around, up into Turkey, and come down. It's a long way. Along the way, he lost his thesaurus. It fizzled. He went 90% of the trip. He didn't finish it with 10%. His Asorus fizzled. Stays with his Avodah Zarah. Stays with everything. Now, Haran was killed. Why? Avraham Avinu went into the Kipshon Reish ready to die if he had to. Haran wasn't sure who's right, Nimrod's right. So I'll go with the winner. So once Avraham Avinu won, he goes with the winner. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim for people who go with the winner. He does Nisim for people who go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was consumed. So Terach with his Soros. Nachor stays back in Or Kasdan. Then later he moves to Haran. Moriah, but later on when Eliezer and Yaakov, go to the base Nachor, to go to Haran. It's in Turkey. Then at this point, Vayikach Terach is Avram ben Novas, Lo ben Haran, ben Beno. Sorry, Kalosu. Vayetsu Itom. Together they went from Or Kasdan to go to Eretz Kanaan. And they stayed there. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha. Vayelech ito Lot. Lot has the Hesoros still there. And the Hesoros is still there. He leaves Haran. Where? Ha'aretz Asher Arecha. He doesn't tell him where he's going. Wherever I tell you. It's in the Sayyim. Ve'etz kol nefesh ha'osu b'choron. Not the nefesh he did in Ur Kasdan. There he came to Choron, Avraham Avinu, convinced many people, Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ye'etzu lechol tzahar tzikonon, v'yovo ar tzikonon. Came to. Then another nesayin happens. There's a row of bodies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make Avraham Avinu rich. And he promised him that. So the Zerah of Boretz has to go down to Mitzrayim, the whole story. And Avraham Avinu leaves very wealthy. Vayal Avraham in Mitzrayim, who ishto v'chol ha-shalo, v'lo t'imo ha-neg. Avraham kovid me'o, he's very wealthy. Amikne ba'kesu v'azohov. V'gam l'lo t'ha'o lechus Avraham ha-yotzon v'okov. And Lot also got a lot of money there. But now all of a sudden, Lot kept his hesoros going for a long time. All the time, the whole trip, from Kazan to Haran, the whole time in Haran, kept that hesoros going. And now he has another nesayon. He gets rich. That's a big nesayon. Rich. They couldn't live together. And what is the reason? Lot is already fantasizing, I have so much money, I'm going to get even more money. Avraham Avinu doesn't have children. I'll inherit Avraham Avinu. And everything is mine. Sometimes people get money, it goes to their head. It all belongs to me. Eretz Yisrael belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. I'm taking it all over. It goes to their head. But it means when he was in Israel and Gezel, it's not because he was poor. Because Yesh Tamon wrote some assignment. He was very wealthy and wanted everything. It's normal human behavior. To want everything. That's Lot. He wanted it all. And this inspired individual now begins cutting corners in Gezel, small things. But the money kills his inspiration. They have to separate. So Avraham Avinu says, let's separate. Wherever you'll go, I'll go somewhere else. But he said, Lot is saying, Vayar is called Kikar Hayarden Kikula Mashke. The most fertile part is the Kikar Yarden. That's before HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Stam Vamorah. Kigan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim Chotzoa. And what does it say? Me'anshei Sodom Ro'im V'chatoim L'Hashem Mod. It's not that Lot was unaware of the society he was becoming part of. He's totally aware of that society. Evil people. But he has money and he wants as much money. I don't care where I'm living. I just want money. I don't care the society I'm going to be part of. I want money. And whatever inspiration he had just fizzled. He held on to all sorts of things that he got used to in Avraham Avinu's house. Vashem Omar al Avraham Achre Hipporid Lo Meimo. Once Lot left him, Rashi says, calls man shall rush him over your diva porish man. Avraham Avinu should have thrown Lot out, but he couldn't. It's his brother-in-law, it's his nephew, Balchese. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, as long as this character is hanging around you, I can't deal with you. And afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him He's all sorts of brachas. And Avraham Avinu goes and saves Lot. Moshe Nefesh. Okay. What does Avraham Avinu say? Vayomar Avraham el Melech Sodom, Hamirosi Yodi al Hashem Kilel Yom Konei Shemayim Varetz. Yishbaruch Hu owns and controls the world. And Michut Ve'ad Tzroch Now. I'm not going to take a shoelace from you. I'm not going to say, I don't want you feeling that you've made me rich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me rich. Avraham Avinu, the reason he didn't get sidetracked by the money, he understood it. He understood it in the deepest way possible. Came straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now, into this week's parsha. You have Lot living there in Sodom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to destroy Sodom. So Avraham Avinu pleads, not for Lot, he understands, no. If they ten tzaddikim, save the city. They come to Malachim come to Sodom. Vayavog shnei Malachim Sodoma Merev. Lo Yoshev Bishar Sodom. Yosef, doesn't say Yoshav, Yoshev. So Rashi says, Yoshev. Yoshev k'siv osa yom minuhu ha-shofi. So you have a person, does he act like the culture of Sodom? We say no, he's machnas orach. He brings them in, he defends them. So that means in Sodom he was the righteous person. So the question is, you have a corrupt city, a corrupt system, they finally get an honest judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, today I have to destroy you. Why? Remember, I was once talking with Rabbi Zichron Lavracha. He said he never understood that Rashi until he lived under the communist revolution for a year. It's in Russia. He said, what happened? You had all these Jews who believed in this system, and they left Yiddishkeit, they believed in the system. He says, under the Tsar, it was a corrupt system, there were corrupt judges, there were corrupt people. So you could survive. You paid a little on this one, a little on that one. You could survive the corrupt system. Then all of these Jewish intellectuals who believed in the whatever happened, they began enforcing a corrupt system. When an honest person enforces a corrupt system, there's no way anything can survive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy Sodom. Tsuno Beis Avraham. Linu V'rachatzu. So what does he say? He says, I'm Hachnas Zorchim, even though it's against the law there. I don't want you having Avodah Zarah in my house. And he insisted, no. And he gave them food. And then Anshei Sodom are against this whole type of behavior. And Lot defends them. Okay. So they tell Lot, we're destroying the city. Now, Lot, when he first met them, didn't realize they were malachim. When they revealed themselves to him that they're malachim, having been in Avraham Avinu's house, understood they're malachim. And there was an ace. He made them blind. So he says, we have to leave. So Lot speaks to his sons-in-law. He says, we have to get out of here. But once you're part of that system or part of that society, what he says doesn't fall. So his wife and his two daughters leave with him. And what do they tell him? Don't look back. Lot became very wealthy. And he forgot that he became wealthy because of Avraham Avinu. His fantasy built things up tremendously. And then he went to a corrupt society, even though he tried to keep proper behavior there. Everything is money, is money, is money. Why would he look back to feel bad? All his money is going up in smoke. It's all disappearing. Looking back is, oh, my money, my money, my money, my money. And if he looks back and he identified with the city, he'd be part of the city. He'd be destroyed. He knew the truth, but he had to leave his money. He had to admit he was absolutely bankrupt and failed. It's not easy. Even when you see the truth, to say bankruptcy and failure. Vayismamo. Says Rashi, Kdei Lahatzlis Mamono. Money. So what did they do? The Malachim grabbed him, his wife, and his two daughters out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanos, and they took him out. Vayom himoled al nafshecha, al tabein acharecha. Don't look back. The money is gone. Forget about it. Don't think about it. The moment you look back, you're finished. It means you're still identifying yourself with your money. That's what caused your tzaras. And unless you realize it's the source of your problem, you cannot be saved. His wife looked back and she became a tziv melech, a pillar of salt. His daughters realized it's finished, it's ended. His wife was still looking back, mourning the money. Okay. Now, Lot has an option. Malachim give him an option. The option is go back to Avraham Avinu. Ehora, Rashi says. Haratim Olin, Eitzel Avraham. Avraham. Now here, he was in a certain madrega. The money collapsed. Now he has no money. Go back to where you were before. And the question is, he says, I can't. Of course, it's Bechira Chavshus. I can't means I can't, I don't want, I don't trust myself. And then, whole story, Vayahafoch, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroys the city. Vayi b'shachis elokim esori akiko, vayizkor elokim esavrom. Vayishalach eslot mitoch hafeich. And it's only because of Avraham he's being saved, but he can't go back to Avraham. A certain young man came to see me in a sukkah. I was sitting in my sukkah, this sukkah. He says, you know, I'm not in the same madriga I was once when I was in yeshiva. I'm in the business world. It's a whole different world. So I said, let's sit and talk. Maybe you should get back there. You're so frightened. He said, well, I'm sure the Rashi wants a lot of people. Have to run. People are in madriga. They fall. There's always the opportunity to go back to where you were. Questions you have to have the desire and will and understanding. Because he wasn't willing, so then he fell further down this whole story with his two daughters. Okay, now, this whole story, a story about a very inspired individual who made every attempt to hold on to that inspiration. But the moment he had too much money, it fizzled, and his fantasies of his ultimate wealth just went to his head? And then when he realized the truth and had the opportunity to pick himself up, he didn't pick himself up. I'll stay. When you don't go back to where you were, then you fall even further. I thought. Now, the end of the parasha and the story of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu was exceedingly wealthy. Exceedingly wealthy. But Avraham Avinu was an inspired individual whom the wealth didn't affect the Kihusa. It's the same Avraham Avinu before the money, same Avraham Avinu after the money, it didn't affect him the Kihusa. But then, after the 10th Nisayon of the Akedah, it says, Vayoshev Avram el Na'ara Vayakumu Vayelchu Yachta Vel Be'er. So the Medrash says, V'Yitzchok Heichen Hoyz. Where's Yitzchok? So where's Yitzchok? The Medrash says, he went to learn in the yeshiva of Shem Vayev. That means, Yitzchok Avinu at the Akedah, his Nisayon maybe was even greater than that of Avram Avinu. He wasn't a child. He was a 37-year-old man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to him, spoke to Avraham Avinu, and he was relying on Avraham Avinu, totally willing to be killed. So. And later on, in the story of Yitzchak, when he gets blind, so the Medrash says, why is Yitzchak blind? The Medrash tells us a story that when Yitzchak is there on the Mizbeach and Avraham Avinu is taking the Ma'acheles to Shechtim, at that point the Malachi Ashores are crying and the tears of the Malachi Ashores fell into his eyes. Yeah, story. So what is Chazal? Obviously, Chazal knew Malchei Hashoreis are spiritual individuals. They don't have physical tears that fall into his eyes. So what are Chazal trying to do? Yitzchak Avinu, as he was there on the Mizbeach, as the Ola Tamimo, he was Kodesh Kedoshim. And he solidified that Madrega by going to learn in the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. He was in such a madriga that when he confronted evil, the evil of an Esav, he was beyond evil. He couldn't think in those terms. Evil, he just couldn't fathom there's such a thing as evil in this world. Yitzchak took his inspiration and solidified it with Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah has many keichas. Before we makabel or malchus shemayim in the morning, Ava Rabba Avtano. What do we do? This Shema Yisrael's kabbalos malchus shemayim. The Gemara says, kabbalos on mitzvahs. So we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's yotzam oros. That I understand. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the whole world, runs the whole world. And everything that happens in this world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. But here we say something else before Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. The same belief being to Lehovin Lahaskel. Talk about Limud HaTorah. The halacha is, if you missed Birkas HaTorah and you say Avon Rabba, that substitutes. Talk about Limud HaTorah. The answer is when a person talks, begins thinking, he's going to be Makabal Malch Shemayim. There's one way to do it and one way to hold on to it. One way to do it is through Limud HaTorah. There's no Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim without Limud HaTorah, number one. Number two, if a person is Makabal Samach HaShemayim and he wants to hold on to that emotions, he has to learn Torah to hold on to. Why? Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim has two aspects to it. One, the recognition that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the sole cause of everything in this world. There are no other powers in this world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no other causes in this world. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He's a Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. Osei Sholem Uvorei Es HaKol. Everything. Everything is created, caused, and run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Achdus is. Not run by a committee, not by run by anything else. There's one cause to everything. Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says, Achdus is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. The cause for everything. It's number two. Not only the cause for everything, but when I think how to lead my life, a lot of people have a lot of ideas how to lead their lives. And the idea of being meshabed my rotzen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and meshabed my das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can sit down, I can say, you know, it's very logical. It's very, very logical that hochem b'momon achar rov. Okay? I can give you all the arguments. But what can I do? War says, ain't hochem b'momon achar rov. So what is my job in the Talmud Torah supposed to be? To break my head in trying to understand. Why is it? It means I'm a shabid my das to the Torah. And if Odom Mu'ud L'Olam, I don't think so. Too bad. The Torah says Odom Mu'ud L'Olam, you have to be meshabed your das to the Torah. A lot of problems in the world. When I was growing up, the biggest danger, conservative Judaism, sort of going out of existence. They say the Torah should have been done this way. Today it's open orthodoxy. The Torah should have been done this way. Not the way the Torah should have been done. Our Kabbalah or Malach HaShemayim ties in with Talmud Torah in a very, very simple way. I'm meshabed my mind to the mind of the Torah. I have to look and try to understand what the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. Just like a scientist can try to figure it out, you know, I have all the theories worked out, things don't fall down, they fall up. Very nice and very fine. But guess what? They fall down. So your ideas are nice and fine, but they're wrong. So try to figure out why all your ideas are wrong. The same thing is true about Torah. Your ideas should be this way. Torah says differently, so try to figure out why your ideas are wrong. If you come to a conclusion that's opposite of Torah's conclusion, it's like a scientist coming to a conclusion that things fall up. They rise up, they don't go down. So you're wrong, try to figure out why. That shibud of your mind to Torah is part of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That's why in Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim we have that's part of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. But it's something else. After a person has thought through what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world completely and absolutely, after that happens, you're going through the day and you can get distracted. So the process of Limud HaTorah is something that keeps you anchored throughout the day. was in Toronto on Sunday. I was talking to one of Talmidim Yeshiva, a very close Talmud of Rabbi Klein's. So his office is all the way downtown. All the way downtown. So how does he spend the morning? While he's driving, he listens to Rabbi Klein's share of the night before, the Omer Yomish. During lunch, he has a break, the Omer Yomish, Chazrin, the Omer Yomish. And at night, he spends 2 hours going through it. He has a shutif, who's a Muslim. He has another business at this. But in his daily life, how's he holding on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make him part of his daily life? He's Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is the anchor for a person throughout his life. A person gets inspired. What's he supposed to do with the inspiration? Terach understood, but he didn't follow through on it. Yitzchak Avinu did. After the whole inspiration of the Akedah, which must have been an unbelievable event. So what does he do? Go learn the Yeshiva Shem Yev. Limud HaTorah is the powerful thing that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While we're learning Torah throughout our lives, Nefesh HaChaim writes that it goes into great detail. Nefesh HaChaim writes in his great detail that to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eish Ochlach, Yivol Sidbach, V'chiyochol Yibobek, V'kosav Eish Ochlach. So we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch gave us some means how we connect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our understanding. She gave us the Torah to learn that when my mind is preoccupied, the Torah, I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. After we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Achdus, we think about Achdus. We think about Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahavta Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Chol Levavo, Chol Nafshecha, Chol Me'udecha. Okay, so right now I'm thinking about it, I'm focusing on it, I'm concentrating on it. So, and therefore, what do? You have to keep it on your mind. That's why the Hakdome is Ava Rabba of Tanu or Ava Solom. We talk about Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, the different groups of Jews, those who want to be totally dovok on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For them, it's Shifta B'Veis Hashem Kol Yimei Chaye. For them, their whole life is in the Beis Medrash. There are others who don't. So how do they hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day? It's through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is that key through which we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu understood that. Even Terach understood, but he didn't follow through on it. Now you have a Lot. Lot understood. That's why he went along with Avram Avinu. But then money distracted him. And once he fell, he was afraid of going back up to that Madrega, which would have saved his life and saved a million things. No. Instead, his life was a bazillion. Limud HaTorah. Talking to an individual I work with in New York. He went to Yeshiva X. Very fine, famous yeshiva. And he's been dealing a lot with our alumni, etc. He said, you know, when I went to yeshiva, the idea was You have to go to yeshiva. What do you do in your yeshiva? You learn Torah. After you leave yeshiva, so what does it have to do with learning Torah? Learn yeshiva. Anyway, says he bunged it. And he said, no one ever told me that Limud HaTorah, something I'm supposed to do my entire life, that Limud HaTorah is the key to connecting myself through my life to Rabbeinu Shlom, and that my Yiddishkeit is just shallow and flat without it. Vayoshev Avram El Noro, Yitzchok Eichon Oysa. And where was Yitzchok? He went to the yeshiva Shem Veiva to make that a permanent part of his life. Learning in yeshiva is Akdoma. And maybe hard, 3 storm a day. You may want to just go back to your room and watch your movies on your whatever device you have. It's fine. Yeah. But what's at stake? What's at stake is if you don't, if your mind is not preoccupied now by it, you go out into the world, whether you make the money like Lot did, you don't make the money, Yiddishkeit just will remain a thin, superficial thing. What solidifies a person's Yiddishkeit while he's in yeshiva, what solidifies one's Yiddishkeit after he leaves yeshiva, is that continual contact with Limud HaTorah. And if there's anything that one message I hope gets through to everyone here is with it, your Yiddishkeit is an active part of your life. Without it, Yiddishkeit is thin and superficial and doesn't exist.